Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, great to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Good practice. We're going to kind of get pointed toward Tampa here in a quick turnaround, so that's going to be our focus going forward, but really happy with the last 2 days of practice, execution and timing practices, and I thought the guys did a really good job. The other thing is Terrell Suggs will be inducted into the Ring of Honor, so I want to congratulate Terrell and his family, Sizz, and we still got a defense called Sizz. Did you know that? Yeah, it's a pass rush, of course. And just had a chance to text with him today and couldn't be more happy for him. Nobody's more deserving. I mean, obviously that was a no-brainer, right? And what he meant to this organization and to our team and to our defense, I just personally just very grateful for Terrell Suggs and what he's done for the Ravens. What questions do you have?
Clowney just said that the reason he came here is that he always thought it would be fun to play for you. I mean, did you, when he came to visit, did you find it was easy to kind of strike up a rapport with him? And did you have the sense that he would fit not just as a player, but, you know, culturally?
I would say yes to all those. I mean, it was a really easy conversation when we first met. I mean, I felt we kind of, you know, we may have shaken hands after games and when he was getting drafted maybe, but I doubt it because we weren't drafted nearly high enough probably to even talk to him, if I remember right. But it was easy because we had so many shared experiences on the other side of the field, right? And we get a chance to talk about that stuff, and it was kind of a big smile from both of us and a hug, and we were just rolling and talking about family and about football. And it did feel like a perfect fit. It felt like a perfect fit football-wise before we even got a chance to talk. Then when we talked to him and he kind of expressed what he's looking for and what he wants to accomplish and we kind of explained what we were looking for and what the need was, you know, it just was over as far as I was concerned. And he took a couple days. They figured it out, and he's here, and he's practicing really well. And it's been nothing but a joy to be around him every single day.
He talked about the versatility that he and Odafe and Ajabo have. Do you see those guys as all interchangeable kind of parts?
100%. I think they'll, Brian, I think that's what they'll be. I think they all bring, you know, they play the same positions, but they all do it slightly different way, but they're all explosive in the same kind of way. And I'm excited to see those guys working together, you know, and I'll put the rest of the group in there too. But, you know, those three guys are the obvious guys right now, and they're going to be out there rolling. I can't wait to see them work.
John, when it comes to the last preseason game, how important is that when it comes to some of the Bobby Ross guys? Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. I think it just kind of depends on the situation. It kind of goes both ways sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't mean a lot because you pretty much know where you're at. Other times there's, you know, it could put somebody over the top. You know, I don't think it's going to really ever hurt anybody. Anybody that's put themselves in position to make the team now, I don't see anything that they did in the game would jeopardize them at all. But I think it could take somebody, you know, to the next level possibly if you see something you've been looking for. He does play bigger than his size, Bo. One of the things he does well is he jumps really well. I mean, he's really explosive. I don't know what his vertical jump is, but I've seen him go way high, you know, to get a football. So the play he made in the game against Washington on that zero blitz where they threw the ball up in the air and he got the ball out, that's a good play as you're going to see. You know, and I think he's got a knack for kind of exploding, covering ground to go make a play. So he's done really well. I'm really happy for him. I think he's taken a lot of steps as a player and excited for his future.
John, I don't think we've asked you about Sam Mustipher, the Owings Mills guy, since he was signed. How do you think he's performed this summer, and do you feel confident he can handle that backup job behind Mingo?
Right. Great question, and the answer is affirmative to all that. Sam has played very well. He's picked up the offense very well, but here's a guy that started numerous games, so he's been there. He understands the concepts. He's held up really well from just a base and an anchor standpoint, and he's moved his feet well in reach blocks and things like that. So very few mistakes. You know, he's definitely put himself in position to be a contributor for us. He definitely has.
What have you seen from Ronald Darby in the practices so far, and do you want to see him in game situation to close out the preseason?
It's a good question. Yeah, sure, I want to. I want to. I'd love to. I'd love to see everybody in a game situation to close out the season. What have I seen from Darby? So you like that. That was the perfect answer to your slick, slide, sneaky question. But Ronald's done well. I mean, he looks like a starting corner. You know, he's been there. He's very talented. He knows how to play. I think he's a great addition to our team. Yeah.
John, along those lines, you guys made any decisions on whether guys like Jalen, Paulette, Ike Rock be available for Saturday's game?
We have made some decisions. Some of it will come down to medical. You know, we want to make sure they're really healthy enough to go. And other thing is, like, you want to have enough guys because, you know, the guys that are playing can be overburdened and pressed into too many plays, and that's something we've got to weigh out. All good? Great. Thanks.